Good morning. This is Coast Community Radio. It is time for the ship report, and I've been doing so much emergency information this morning that I don't have my CD there in for the theme song, so just imagine you're hearing it. We have a weather situation this morning that is affecting us on land and is affecting us at sea, so I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. The ship schedule is kind of difficult to report on this morning because there are ships wanting to come and go, but they are kind of constrained from doing that because of the weather. So it gives me a good opportunity to talk about what happens in the maritime realm when we have this bad weather that hits us on land, certainly. I mean, we're dealing with, you know, road issues because of debris in the road, flooding because of high tide. All these things that are manifesting on land are happening out at sea as well. So at the mouth of the river is this very notorious place called the Columbia River Bar that is kind of a place where the tremendous forces that converge from various directions in this area all manifest in one place. And when you have the river rushing downriver as it does for all the way from Canada, you have the mass of the Pacific Ocean pushing back against that flow. That area is always a bit problematic, and when you get when you put bad weather in there, it's almost like when you splash your hands around in the tub and you see the waves start happening because of all the turbulence that's being introduced into that closed area. So when ships come in from the ocean, in the open ocean, things get difficult enough when the wind blows across the open fetch, as they call it, of the ocean for a thousand miles or more, and it starts to create waves. The waves can be 20 feet or more out there in a storm like this. But when all those waves start hitting the land, the depth gets shallower, and the waves start to pile up. That energy has to go somewhere, and it kind of pushes up into altitude in the waves. So at the mouth of the river there, where it goes from hundreds of feet deep to maybe 55 feet deep in the channel, it can create a place where all this energy is piling up and expressing itself as sneaker waves, higher waves. That's why when Gordon McCraw was talking earlier, he was saying that sneaker waves are a big problem in a storm like this because tons of energy out there, literally tons, a cubic meter of water, by the way, weighs a ton, just barreling towards the coast. And when it hits that shallower water, it starts to become, the energy has to go somewhere, and it expresses itself in those kind of erratic wave patterns. So here we have these ships out there, and if you look out off the mouth of the river right now, there are about seven ships. Now, how do you look off the mouth of the river when you can't really see it from where you are? You can go to a really fun website and an app also called Marine Traffic, marinetraffic.com. You can click your way to, zoom your way to our area here. It's a map, actually, of the world with little icons of ships. It's quite interesting to look at. But when you look at our area, you'll see that there are these little boat-shaped icons there showing in real time what the ships are doing out there. And what they do in weather like this, right now the bar is on red status, at least it was earlier this morning. That means that the Columbia River bar pilots, who are the master ship handlers in this area, have decided that the conditions in that contained area are too difficult to support the idea of bringing ships back and forth across the bar until things abate. So the conditions there could be high waves, lots of wind. When you bring a ship that draws, you know, 30 feet of water into the river, and the waves are going up and down with big troughs between the waves, there's a significant chance that a ship coming in with that much draft could bottom out on the bar, and that is not what you want. So those issues, among many others, maneuverability issues for big ships coming into the river, when the bar is on red status, they just say, okay, everybody upriver waits to dispatch vessels. Everybody out in the ocean waits until things get better. And I was watching the ships coming downriver last night. There were a bunch out in the ocean waiting, and there was one ship coming downriver. And they actually anchored that ship. The pilots anchored that ship off Astoria. So it did not go across the bar. Now, it's really unusual for a cargo ship coming downriver to anchor. That's because most of our cargo ships are coming downriver full of cargo. And that means tremendous momentum and mass moving downriver with the current. So when I've talked before about how, you know, jokingly that ships don't have brakes, in this kind of a situation, when especially on an ebb current, when the current is roaring down the river, the ship is moving with it, trying to keep steerage, and it's just very heavy and hard to maneuver. That's a situation where you probably would not want to try and anchor a ship that has that much weight, that the anchor is going to have to counteract. So they managed to do it. There's a ship out there that was supposedly going to head across the bar last night that did not. But all of this is dependent upon the weather. So when I looked at the schedule this morning, there's a lot of weather-permitting verbiage in there. Probably around noontime, they're going to open up the river to traffic again. And that means that slowly, on a selective basis, ships will be allowed to come across. So how do you tell what ship can come across? Well, the newer ships, the more heavily powered ships, probably would come through first. And so those tend to be things like container ships, which we don't have too many right now, but we will start having container ships in January. The car carriers are generally newer ships with big, heavy engines. Some of the older bulk carriers are a little bit underpowered, and those might be overpowered by the conditions on the bar if it's really bad out there. And you can't really tell what's happening on the Columbia River bar by what's happening off Astoria. It can be quite calm looking in the river. I mean, it's never really calm out there. The water's always moving in one direction or another. But if the forces are aligning in the right way, it can look flat out there. But it's not a lake. Remember that at all times. So just because it looks calm off Astoria does not mean that it's calm 17 miles to the west at the mouth of the river there, in an area that is about maybe 5 miles long, where the most turbulent things can happen. But that's a long 5 miles for a vessel that's trying to handle things. So we have high tide today. We had high tide today around 8 o'clock. We're going to have high tide again around 8 p.m. for people on land. That could mean flooding issues during those high tide periods. So if you live in an area or driving through an area that's prone to flooding, be aware of those 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. time periods. Let's see. What else can I tell you about this? This time of year is the time of year when we're going to start seeing those bar closures, and they usually are only for a short period of time. There's a lot of money riding on ships coming in and out of the river. Safety is the highest priority with ships coming in and back and forth across the bar. So pilots are going to put safety first for themselves and for the vessel, because every vessel, even though we don't have very many petroleum carriers here, every vessel is essentially a potential environmental nightmare because they carry so much fuel. And coming into the river, a ship is probably going to have a lot of fuel on board, and were its hull to be breached in some way, it could be a really dangerous thing. So there are a lot of maneuverability issues on the Columbia. If you look at the way the channel is in really bad weather, the channel turns even a couple times coming into Astoria. So when you look at the upriver conditions, which are usually not quite as severe in terms of weather, but still there's over 100 course changes between Astoria and Portland. So there's a lot of pilots and people on board ships needing to be able to maneuver, and they already maneuver against a lot of current and issues even on a good day here, because they're basically pilots are getting on ships that most of them have never been on that ship before, and they're having to get a learning curve really fast of how that ship behaves when they handle it. So they need a margin of safety there. So you're always going to see the safety come first. But on the other hand, whenever ships, they have very, very capable piloting boats and pilot boats and helicopter service right now. So they're capable of handling a lot of bad weather out there. But when it does get bad enough, they draw the line. And if you want to see what status the bar is on, go to ColumbiaRiverBarPilots.com. It's their website, the pilot's website. And they always have a little color field in the left-hand column if you browse down the page that will let you know what the status of the bar is. Right, earlier this morning, it was on red status. It may go to yellow later on as they start opening up the bar around noontime to let ships come and go. And they do that in conjunction with the Coast Guard. But the Coast Guard really does defer to the Columbia River bar pilots on this issue of handling ships, and because the pilots, that is their bailiwick, and they really know what they're doing there. So if you want to keep an eye on marinetraffic.com, it's a great way to see what's going on in terms of ship traffic coming and going on the river. Look at tripcheck.com if you're on land, because it'll help you see what roads might be blocked today by our rather difficult weather. If you're in Oregon, you've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great and safe day. Enjoy the weather if you can. It's kind of fun out there if you're in a safe and warm place to enjoy it.